BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today, the legendary Chris Lilley, my Australian hero, talks about being Jonah and Jamie, and then we get him to play innuendo bingo. You decide whether it was a good idea or not. Charlie Sloth is back on Fat Tuesday, real or no real, with a great fact about football. I'm still annoying Chris, by the way, with my football knowledge. The new Towie show based in Watford, and Rachel Riley gives us a mention on Countdown. First person in touch this afternoon is Erin off of Tunbridge Wells. He says, I love a bit of Coldplay to help me through my A-level graphics revision, and I can't wait for Chris Lilley later. He's my absolute fave. Do you know what? In real life, he's actually really quite a shy bloke, which you wouldn't think of at all, because as soon as he's on camera, being a 14-year-old schoolgirl like Jermaine, he's like, Keish! But actually not like that in real life.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. He was a bit shaky and a bit nervous. He doesn't ever do interviews, so we were honoured to have him as a guest. I think that some people, especially in the world of comedy, and also theatre sometimes, they're happier playing a character than actually revealing who they really are. It's quite deep.
Oh, that's deep.
It's deep, yeah.
You're going all Oprah on us.
I am not. So that'll be at 1:45 today. It's Chris Lilley playing Innuendo Bingo and a little chat about Jonah from Tonga and all the other stuff that he does. Just a little insight into his mind, which I was fascinated by. And as you know, I was a real fangirl when
you came in. Are his biggest fan.
Oh, I really am. Also later, it's the return of Fat Tuesday after 2 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, right, my phone broke while I was away, and I took a picture on the other phone that I haven't got with me today of a sign in Vegas, which was a restaurant called Fat Tuesday, and I took the picture.
No way.
I took the picture specially for Charlie Sloth, but it's not here. But oh well, next week.
So was it a place named after a visit from the great man himself?
I don't know. But we'll ask him all this at 3:40 when he comes in. I always look forward to a Tuesday because Sloth's on at 3:40 with Fat Tuesday and Real or No Real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Ferdinand's leaving Man United in the summer.
What? Weird from you. Why are you saying that?
Just is. Did you know? Or am I the first to tell you?
I've just heard about Ferdinand.
Yeah, not been offered a new contract, which I think is a bit disappointing.
How do you know this?
Just on the sport website, innit?
Is it?
Mm. You know me and him have a bond now, right? Rio Ferdinand.
Right.
Do you remember when I played the Manchester United players' dinner thing?
Yeah, that was a stupid booking for them as well. That was clearly a mistake.
I want to do that again. I took my dad.
No, you did
a stupid booking.
You did a good job, but it was kind of weird you doing it, considering you know nothing about them.
Do you remember how angry
we were? You took me along and we're sitting in a room full of some of the world's greatest players and you didn't have a clue.
No. Well, I knew some of them.
You knew Ferdinand because
yeah.
He came over and requested a song.
Well, no, not only that, he started rifling through my CDs, which I wasn't pleased about.
Oh, how
no DJs like
how
that.
Embarrassing is this? Scott got kind of angry with Rio
like,
Ferdinand
who's
because
that?
He was rifling through his CDs.
Tell
like,
him
let
to leave,
him.
Tell him to leave my music alone. A DJ likes nothing more, less, rather than someone just going, oh, let's have a look what you've got. Get lost.
You don't tell Ferdinand what to do, man. That's just not...
He wanted some R&B and I wasn't playing that, was I?
It's, okay, and why are you telling me, why do you feel the need to tell me this?
Well, just because I quite like telling you about sport first.
Okay, so
like
this
the
is
other day
go on for another day, is it another day of you pretending that you know about football?
Tim Sherwood's off.
How do you know this?
Not Tottenham manager anymore.
Are
did you know that?
Actually, doing this to wind me up.
Yeah, it's working, isn't it?
You shouldn't. You'd never go on the BBC Sport website. Why? Why?
It's because I'm creating the world's greatest football song.
You're not, though. You're not going to continue with this idea, are you?
I'm starting to panic a bit
now. I think this is something that you've said, like, to annoy me, mm-hmm. and now you're going to struggle because you're going to look like a fool.
I did. No, I may have said that I'll have something ready for you before Friday. I don't know. But I think I could still do a better job than J-Lo and Pitbull on their World Cup track.
Right.
I'm concerned that maybe I don't have... Maybe I can't... Maybe I don't have the skills to go through with it. I don't know.
Is this why you're trying to learn about football now?
A little bit, yeah. And also, I just like daily winding you up about it because it's really easy.
Well, don't. There's
all
no
you have
to
do is go on the BBC Sport website and read it out.
I'm going
to
start quoting Eurovision things at you and
go
I don't
for
know,
it.
What else would it
doesn't
you?
Bother me.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills on Radio 1 and I've just met my TV hero, Chris Lilley. So if this interview gets too fanboy at any point, There is a button, Chris, under the desk, which you can press. It's very discreet, but it does call security immediately if you need to. Yeah. And I won't know anything about it. Thanks for coming in.
Is it true that Scott just ran away from you when he saw you?
Yeah, he sort of saw you
and then...
I went, hello, hi, yeah, nice to meet you.
No, you walked away. You did a little... You reversed off, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
I got a little...
Sorry about that.
You gave me a little eyebrow raise.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a bit jet lagged because I've just got here from Australia a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah, so you don't know what time of day it is?
Well, I do, but it feels weird. It feels like 4 a.m. or something weird.
Have you been to the UK a lot?
Yeah, like nearly every year I come for a few weeks.
Okay, so do you love it?
I love it here, yeah. It's like a sort of bigger, better Australia.
No, it's not.
It's like, well, okay. It's not as warm.
But I think that everyone here likes the idea of living in Australia, and everyone in Australia likes the idea of living here.
That's true. There's a lot of Aussies here.
Loads. But why would you want to live here? We don't get that, because we're like, well, Australia's brilliant. You can just, like, skip around on the beach all day looking healthy.
Well, I guess it's fun. It's something different. I could live here in summer.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle snow.
Have you ever seen snow?
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Just
have you actually? Because you don't seem sure.
Well, is it?
You don't really remember.
I'm feeling like it's the freezer. Like I've just seen that frost stuff in the freezer.
That's not snow.
That's just you need to clean your freezer out.
But you have to go a long way to see snow in Australia. So no, look, I must have seen. I don't know.
Anyway, it's good to have you here. I know that you don't really do many interviews, so I really appreciate you coming along, because we're, and have been for a long time, big fans of all of your work. So I watched the first part of Jonah from Tonga.
Yeah.
And it starts with him in actual Tonga, up a tree, throwing coconuts at people below, which I thought kind of was a nice scene to set. Just throwing coconuts at kids.
Do you know what? That wasn't even in the script. That's, we went... Where we filmed, I was really competitive with the kid who played my little brother, and he climbed up that tree and he was like, you won't be able to go as high as me. And I was like, well, I can. And scrambled up higher than him just to prove to this 12-year-old kid that I was better than him.
Yeah.
And then I thought, this is an amazing image for the opening scene.
It's really good. Because you do look at it and go, wow, he's really quite far up that tree.
I know.
Is that something that you practiced?
Well, no, Just trying to beat the 12-year-old.
Some of our audience won't know who Jonah is or even what or where Tonga is, because it's really far away from here.
It is.
Could you explain for us what is Tonga, Chris Lilly?
Look, it's a little island, and in Australia there are just as many Tongan people as there are back in Tonga. It's quite a small place. Yeah, Jonah is originally, his family from Tonga, and he was in Summer Heights High, a series that I did a few years ago. And so this series kicks off from where he gets expelled from school and gets sent back to Tonga to live with his uncle.
So the show starts in Tonga.
Yeah, it starts in Tonga, and it does track his new life back in Australia, and he gets sent to a brand new school.
How do you find it, do you find it easy to act like so many different characters? Because when you watch them, and I have watched them, there are never any flaws. You don't hear you slip out of the accent, like the way you walk and the way you hold yourself and your reactions to things. They're consistently good. So how do you manage to do that? Because I don't think it's something that many people could do.
I don't fully get it myself. It's weird. It feels weird. And when I watch it back, I sometimes forget that it's me as well. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's writing the show and
yourself.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Like you're thinking about it for so long that when you come to shooting it, it's the world comes alive and you're not just an actor turning up on the day and give me my script. You're sort of, it feels very like a very real world.
Are you that character when you wake up then? So when you're filming Jonah, are you Jonah a lot of your spare time as well to try keeping...
I don't notice that I am, but I've got friends who see me during the shoot and they're like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I've changed the way I speak and you know.
And this can go on probably for weeks.
Yeah, after I filmed Angry Boys, I don't normally put my middle finger up, but I just could not stop doing it constantly.
That's amazing.
And my friend was like, what the hell? Yeah.
I would love to be there during the Jermaine filming, just to see you be a
that
bit
was weird.
Jermaine.
Yeah. This is it. I do a little strut to the letterbox and
do a little sachet.
Yeah, it does. It stays with you, and it's funny.
The thigh gap thing has just become quite a big thing in itself over here. For want of a better phrase. Mm. It's like you're a bit obsessed with it now, Scott.
I know.
But it does feel like when you do some of these characters, some of their traits and the things they come up with, like this whole thigh gap thing, you suddenly notice all your friends around talking about them, if they haven't necessarily seen Jermaine.
Or the word quiche, like that's out there now. And then actually, some people won't have even seen the show, but use it.
I noticed that. It took off really quickly.
Massively.
There's a whole range of clothing and stuff you can get. And in America particularly, it's, people are walking around with jumpers with quiche on them. And it's.
Who's going to be next then? Are you allowed to say?
I don't know, but I have a thing where I just hate when people tell me to do something, it makes me not want to do it. So if anyone suggests a certain character, I'm like, I love just being like, no, that's not happening.
Because you've obviously brought back previous characters to have their own show.
Yes.
Do you think the next one will be someone brand new that we've never met before, or will you reprise an old role?
Maybe pick
up their story where they left off.
Look, anything's possible, and I honestly haven't committed to anything, and I don't know, but I probably, whatever it is, will be a surprise.
Yeah.
I think,
I've got an idea.
What is it?
A Radio 1 DJ?
No.
Moonface? Tanned?
No. See, now you've suggested
it's not
it.
Happening.
I'm going to do it.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
See, that could have been really
That was
odd.
Actually the new show.
Definitely yeah, exactly, but now you've ruined it.
Without making this really awkward, it's so odd seeing this interview, because you're such a massive hero of Scott's. Like, I remember I only got... No, and I don't want to point out the...
I hate confrontation.
Room, right, but it's like, obviously everyone comes to Radio 1, you know, every big pop star, so many massive movie stars and stuff like that, but I've never quite seen him like this, like, and how excited...
Sorry if I'm staring.
But Scott got me onto Summer Heights High, and I'm sure there's quite a few people who maybe haven't seen some of your work, but honestly, when Scott gave me the DVD for the first time, it was, I think you got it as a birthday present for me, and you're
yes,
like,
I did.
You've got to watch this. I've been obsessed ever since.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sure there's a lot of people who will do the same if they now go away and look into you and look into your work.
Totally. I recommend it.
Nice.
Are you aware of Innuendo Bingo?
I've had it explained to me, and it seems pretty weird.
It is kind of weird, yeah. it's actually been copied now on an Australian station. And they call it the same name. They just call it Innuendo Bingo.
I'll have a word to them.
Can you tell Kyle and Jackie O?
I know.
When you see them.
Yeah.
Kyle Sandilands.
I'll have it stopped.
have that stopped. but for now, the original Innuendo Bingo is coming up with Chris Lilley, and we'll play it after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lots of very excited people that Chris Lilley is on the show today. So we recorded this a couple of weeks ago. I was in two minds whether to do Innuendo Bingo with Chris Lilley or not. He is a legend. He's a very funny bloke.
But is that not the problem?
Yeah.
When you're that funny?
Yeah, and it's gone bad with comedians before. And I just wasn't sure whether we should do it with Chris Lilley or not.
Because they're trained not to laugh. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
He's very nervous. He doesn't do interviews very often. I just wasn't sure whether he was right for bingo or not. But you can see this, because we're going to... Cameras are on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Put the cameras on now. But I was like, well, there's surely not going to be any problem with this at all. But is he the right guy for bingo? I lost sleep over it.
Did you?
I did. I'm not going to lie.
These are Scott Mills
okay,
problems.
Okay, let's turn on the camera. But this is what happened when we played Innuendo Bingo with Chris Lilley. This is what happened. Okay, let's turn on the cameras.
It's time. Witness the wetness.
Watch now online.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Chris Lilley is here playing Innuendo Bingo today. Watch his new show on BBC Three, Jonah from Tonga. Okay, how are you feeling, Chris?
I don't get this. I'm nervous.
Okay, don't be nervous.
But, yeah, See what happens.
I'm just aware that you've got a lot to do today, so yeah. I don't know how...
Do you have any spare clothes?
I brought another T-shirt.
Have
okay,
you?
It's fine. Very light-coloured... a very light-coloured chino there. Or maybe a jean.
Well, it's a chino, and it's... Yeah, it's not going to work.
Okay. Right, so let's play Inuit Bingo with Chris Lilly. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
And the other Chris? So
we put this in our mouth.
So just fill your mouth with water, and then you'll hear an innuendo.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you find it funny, you'll spit it out.
You might not.
All right.
Okay, mate. Now we're going over straight away to BBC Norfolk. Watch this on the Radio 1 website. Cameras are on. Now, they pride themselves on their storytelling over on BBC Norfolk. And listen to the way this tale really puts an image in your head.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when, one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Oh, no. See, so that sound you heard there was my friend Chris here losing all of the water from his mouth. Alert, alert. This is when I kind of realised we shouldn't have booked him for Inuendo Bingo.
Right.
There's some people that are too funny for it, because we're wheeling out all our best clips here.
But he's such a legend, and he just wants to keep it in.
But we played the Seve Ballesteros clip.
I know.
And it continues. Yep. Full spray from Chris, not so much from Chris Lilly.
I think we might have another Will Ferrell situation here.
Possibly, yes.
No, I'm good.
He's a very funny guy.
The thing is, you see, the humour that you normally bring to your shows, this is small fry compared.
I know, I love an innuendo, but I'm good at not laughing.
Right,
I'm used to having a deal with
That's true, actually, you have to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Over to the football now on BBC Radio 5 Live. And here's one player who's good at a trick we all wish we could do ourselves, let's be honest.
Right on the edge of the 18-yard box. I don't think there was any contact with a Palace player. I think he just went down on himself.
Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
As you can hear there, a mouthful of water went over Chris Lilly's trousers. Nothing back.
Mm.
These are the best clips we've got, damn it.
I mean, you really were trying your best, weren't you?
How does he do this?
He's unbreakable.
And also, why are you holding back so much? Why aren't you going for the face?
I don't know, because I was kind of scared because he didn't seem to be spitting himself. So I was like, oh, God, I don't know what to do here. So I just went for the bin.
Alert, alert. Okay. Well, we carried on. See, he has to do this.
I don't know how you don't.
Has to do this all the time.
Oh, man.
Has to do some of the most hilarious scripts on television with a straight face. That's the problem here, guys. That's why.
I think he just went down on himself.
Thank you.
I liked it. I liked that one.
Yeah. A proper classic now from The Taste on Channel 4. Nigella Lawson here feeling nervous. Well, she'll tell you why.
It makes me very nervous. I had two people in the bottom last week.
You'd be nervous as well. If you had two of your contestants in the bottom on The Taste. Sorry about the trousers, Chris. Nigella, thank you. Dry as a bone so far from Chris Lilly.
I'm not looking.
Oh, you're not.
He's got a small,
got a few dribbles.
Small patch.
There'll be questions asked afterwards for the next interview.
Now, Phil and Paul are two of our listeners who really enjoy BBC Three's Antiques Road Trip, particularly the bit where you see around the cute little shops. Although they were somewhat startled to discover what was at the back of this particular shop.
Shop owner Eleanor's secret treasure trove.
There's lots of stuff down here as well.
Okay.
This is the glory hole.
Right.
Almost got him there. No, he's still fine. See, we didn't think this through. He has to keep a straight face on absolutely everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he can't laugh, otherwise he'll never get it filmed.
Still, it's Chris Lilly playing innuendo.
Yeah, it's still incredible. And now over to Simon Mayo on Radio 2. And a letter from a listener who has a story to tell about his wife. More water, please. Now, the wife... She's very particular. She really knows what she likes.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
Come on!
How does he not go?
He did smirk, but we didn't get him.
Oh, man. It's the best one.
No, let me just put that back, because now you're coughing all over him as well. Oh, excellent, good. However, in all the time we've been doing this game, we have actually forgotten the rules, because
if you think about it, the rules are you're not supposed to spit unless you find it funny. It's not funny, funny. So well done to Chris Lee for remembering the rules of the game.
But how does he not break with the blue vein?
The idea is not to spit. I don't know. I mean, I bought out the blue vein for that. Do you know what I mean? What else do you do?
There's nothing else you could do, Mills.
I was making my secret sign under the desk to the producer going, bring out the blue vein clip. Anyway.
Hello. That's Chris.
You coughed.
I've forgotten about that one.
Mm-hmm. Bit of blue vein cheese there, of course.
Oh.
Chris Lilly, how are you?
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Wet.
Yeah. I think this is the first in Una Bingo where somebody hasn't gone at all, and I like that.
Yeah.
And finally, an episode of ITV's period drama, Mr. Selfridge, and there's been an upsetting incident for one of the female members of staff.
I thought we decided yesterday it's a good thing you don't work here for us.
Mr. Selfridge came over himself.
Oh. And that's it. Chris Lilly survived a whole innuendo bingo with not one morsel from his mouth.
That was a first.
It was a first. Well, Will Ferrell didn't really, but he just spat over you at the end because he wanted to.
Yeah.
Chris Lilly, thank you very much. Watch Jonah from Tonga on BBC Three, and it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you for being on the show.
You too.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's the 1975 Robbers. Love my job. I get to meet people like my absolute hero, Chris Lilly. You could hear, listening back to that, how kind of scared I was.
Do you know what was weird as well, though? And you could really hear in that interview as well, though. I think because he doesn't do many interviews. And I don't want to say he was scared, but it was... I think this interview was a big deal for him as well. Yeah. It kind of felt.
It was really nice to see him when he came over. Now we go from the driest innuendo bingo ever, today, to... possibly the wettest ever on Thursday. It's Hugh Jackman and Chris playing against each other. Yeah, you did hear that right. Hugh Jackman.
It's crazy.
Playing innuendo bingo. And because I wasn't here, the guest host is, of course, naturally, Kylie Minogue. How did this happen?
It is like a weird dream.
And it's a wet one. Listen to Kylie. Actually loses it.
I've lost everything. I've lost all my cards.
So Kylie being me, Chris and Hugh playing against each other. We're putting a little teaser trailer video up for you on Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook for that very soon. You'll like it. That's happening on Thursday at 1:45. Tomorrow, a group session in Glasgow at the Academy with a load of people from Glasgow, and Sam Fares off TOWIE, of course.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What I'm particularly enjoying at the moment is not the actual innuendo bingo, which we're going to play you on Thursday between Kylie, Hugh Jackman and you, but the stuff that happened before, just before in the studio, before it happened. I wasn't here. So Kylie's me, she's hosting the whole thing, and Chris and Hugh are spitting water over each other.
I can't believe the video that's just gone up.
It's really good.
I can't believe they were filming.
Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Cameras are on all the time around here now. So here's Kylie putting her radio voice on, ready to play me.
Radio when you are.
Oh, right. Okay.
Radio mode, Kylie.
Okay, righto. Hello, Hugh Jackman, and welcome to the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 with me, Kylie. Now, Scott...
Sorry. I don't want to hear about Scott.
Screw Scott.
That's Hugh Jackman talking about me. That's Kylie Minogue being me.
I told
it's a
Kylie
weird dream.
To put radio voice Kylie. That was my bit of advice to her.
It's like a really weird, wet dream. No, not no.
No.
It's obviously a weird dream, but then it's, you know
yes,
what I mean?
And then oh, God. It gets wet. It's fine.
And then they start to talk to me about where I was.
He's away on his annual teeth whitening holiday. So I'm the special guest host, thanks to you, Hugh. How are you?
Fantastic.
And have you met Chris? He's the one that you will probably be spitting on in a
Yeah.
I've got to say, this is a very weird situation for me. You've got to realise I do not belong here. It's Kylie Minogue and it's Hugh Jackman. But I'm willing to go along with this like it's some kind of weird dream.
I love it. I love it already.
Everything was odd though, Scott. I mean, it's not just the bingo. There's an interview.
I know. Kylie loved
Kylie
it.
Kylie interviewing Hugh.
I know. And then this happened. Okay, right. I want you to listen carefully to this next bit, okay? Because there is a lot going on. So Kylie goes to the other side of the studio to give Hugh a hug, Because they all know each other in Australia, especially mm-hmm. celebrities. Now, it's a big place, not many people.
Hello here, give us a hug, righto.
So they're having a hug over the other side of the studio. Meanwhile, in the background in this clip, you'll hear exactly what Chris was up to.
Oh, so good to
Nothing
see
to
you.
You too. Dropping trout.
Dropping his trousers.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all right.
No, sorry, not
you're getting changed.
Ignore me. Find a preamble.
Yeah, come on.
What's the reason?
Think to see you.
I think
you've all seen his bottom before. Ah, we've all seen his bottom before. When's Kylie Minogue seen your bottom?
I don't know. I've not heard this bit.
Also, wear better boxer shorts if you're going to get changed in front of Minogue.
I said nothing to see, so that it was perfectly fine. You know, like we do.
You always say it. Every time he gets dressed in the studio, nothing to see here. You said it in front of Kylie and Hugh Jackman.
So that they don't look over.
For some reason, someone's put that video now on the radio, on Twitter and Facebook. I don't know. I don't know why.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I went to a little showcase that she did recently in that London where she did a few tracks from her new album. V impressed.
She going to be big?
Oh, yeah. Ella Henderson, you'll know her off of X Factor, but they've taken a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of Ryan Tedder on this album. So, yeah, it's good. Ghost is Radio 1's track of the day. I really like it. Good pop. So, Kylie said this.
I think you've all seen his bottom before.
Yeah. Maybe have that on your phone.
Wow, as, love that.
As a little alert or something.
I think you've all seen his bottom before.
Also, Charlie's been on going, can you get Laura Whitmore on Innuendo Bingo? What are you saying about that?
Good idea.
You think?
Let's do it.
Let's ring her now.
Hey?
Listeners ask and they could instantly get. Listen. She can't say no.
Ringing off your phone.
Yeah, it's fine. Hello?
Hello?
Laura Whitmore? Scott, you okay? Remember me from last week?
I'm okay. I miss you.
I know. Oh, we had a good time. Listen, Charlie's been on, one of our listeners, saying, will you play Innuendo Bingo soon on my show?
Oh, I've been waiting for this day.
Yes. Yes.
Any excuse to have water thrown on my face.
Is that a yes, then?
That's a yes.
Okay, I'll get back to you with dates, all right?
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Well done, Mills.
See? Right,
back
see?
On with the show.
Instant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Keith.
Keith, what's going on?
Not much, just at work. I just heard that you were looking for a football song.
Well,
trying to make one.
Yeah, yesterday I mistakenly kind of slagged off the Pitbull and J-Lo one, which is for the World Cup in Brazil, which is just a month away now, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I could make a better song than that. I haven't done anything about it yet. Proving
I don't
difficult.
Think he will. And truth be told, I don't think he will. There's a number of things that he'll say that Scott this is.
What do you mean?
Well, there's so many things that you say that we're going to do never get followed through.
On the show?
Yeah.
Or in my life?
Well, you tend to say things on the radio. Well, both, really. And you just, unless someone else does it, it's not going to happen.
Are you calling me flaky?
I'm saying football song definitely won't happen.
Why, how can you help, Keith?
I thought, you know, you said you had until Friday to write one, so I just whacked together some lyrics and so I'd send them over and maybe you can find a tune to go with it.
All right, well, now you're making me feel a bit inadequate.
So hang on. No, I just thought I'd assist, really.
So you've just written the words, you haven't got any music for it?
No, I haven't got any music, unfortunately.
Okay, what's the song called?
The Glory of Nation.
Okay, hear...
The Nation of Glory, the Nation of Glory.
Yeah. Nation of Glory. Can we hear any of it?
I haven't actually got the lyrics on me now because I had to step out of the office, but I've sent them over to you.
Yeah, I've got this email now, actually. Yep, I've got the lyrics right in front of me here.
Okay, let's hear them then.
We're the nation of glory and football's here. We're the nation of glory, we play with no fear. We're the nation of glory, play for passion and thrill. We're the nation of glory, we're here in Brazil.
Brazil, yeah.
Good work.
I thought that'd be all right for a chorus.
And then I've got, every 4 years we give it our all, playing our hearts out. We shall never fall. It's a funny old game, and we call it football. Okay, right. Well, thanks for that, Keith.
Similar rhymes to pitbull there.
I don't know. I don't know what bass song to go with it, but
hey, you're not pitbull, are you, Keith? Is this a fake
I'm not
name?
Pitbull, no.
Keith, do you find that generally you'll need more work in your life?
No, I've actually got loads to do, but a meeting was delayed. My colleagues are laughing in the background, though.
Oh, right, your meeting was delayed. Sure.
Oh, well, yeah, it was.
Right, I can officially tell you, your song is better than this already. Put your flags up in the sky. What was he thinking?
Show the world where you're from. Show where you're from.
I might use your lyrics, Keith, on my one that might happen. I don't know whether I'm going to have it for Friday, as I did say yesterday, but I'm definitely going to make one at some point.
Brilliant. I'll look forward to listening to it then.
All right, I'll keep this email, yeah?
Yep, all right, brilliant.
I promise I will. Listen, there it is in my hand, all right? Have a good meeting.
Yep, you too.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Same.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Loads of people are saying that.
That's when good neighbors.
It's not the same.
Bizarrely, the second time we've now played this in one
good
show.
Good friends.
When good neighbors.
Doesn't fit, does it?
How often do you get to play the Neighbours theme tune twice in a show? BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, I need to get into this new show on TV. This is more for the girlfriends and wives, really, than the lads. It starts tonight on TLC. It's called Devious Maids.
Where do you find these shows, seriously?
I haven't seen series one yet.
Is this secret cameras?
No. It's not reality. It's like a bit like Desperate Housewives. But it's... I think it's loads of Latino maids who work for, like, really rich people in Beverly Hills, right up my street. And since the loss of Desperate Housewives, I've been looking something to plug that gap, and I think that's it. It's on TLC.
Devious Maids.
Tell your girlfriend. Also, what are you doing tonight, please?
I'm going to Glasgow tonight. Ready for us being there tomorrow, Scott.
I'm going tomorrow morning. Are you secretly going to open auditions of the new TOWIE-style show We Are Watford tonight?
No, but I've seen about this on Twitter. Should I be?
Auditions are being held in Cameo nightclub.
What?
Get yourself a vajazzle. and go.
Is this going to be the new regional TV show? And if so, do you think me and my mate should get involved?
We have to queue up an audition like everyone else. Yeah, but it's called We Are Watford. It's the new TOWIE-style show. You know, like they've done it for a lot of places now.
How's it going to work with Watford? The thing is, Chelsea is posh.
Yeah, but what happens in Watford? Does anything exciting happen? No offence.
Not particularly, no.
No. I mean, what differentiates it from, I don't know, the Essex and the Chelsea show?
Yeah, but I kind of get the Essex thing and I get the posh people in Chelsea, but I don't really know what people in Watford have to offer.
Right.
Speaking as a member of that community.
Right, okay, so I thought you might know what this show may involve.
I really can't see what they're going to talk about.
Okay, all right. Well, auditions, they're on for the next 3 weeks, if you fancy it.
Oh, I should go. I should go.
Please go.
What do you have to do in an audition for that kind of show? Because I thought it was meant to be real.
I don't know. No, it's... You have to audition for it to be in it, but then your life... I don't know. Your life is kind of real. The edges are blurred here, aren't they?
Mm.
But I think you have to act out your life on TV, but some of the scenes will be recreated or even created for entertainment purposes.
Oh, we should give this a go. Do you want to audition?
Yeah, I'm not from Watford. Matter?
No. Do you have to be? This is the other thing. If you're, because people from Chelsea, they just bus them in, don't they?
Well,
Ollie Locke was from
Southampton.
Yeah,
he's from Southampton. No, but I think his dad like owns property in Chelsea.
Oh right.
Also, Rachel and Nick talking about us on Countdown yesterday on Channel 4.
Huge.
Check this out. Rachel off of Vowels and Consonants talking to Nick Hewer.
We all grow up with a favourite DJ or radio show. Who did you care for as a youngster?
Well, I still do, actually. I listen to a lot of Radio 1. And we make the odd appearance on the Scott Mills show, Scott Mills and Chris Stark. There's a game called Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
Okay, she is now talking to Nick Hewer about Innuendo Bingo. This is great.
Sometimes the things you say, Nick, are quite funny to possibly the younger generation.
Really?
There's a few faux pas in there. Yeah, so you go
they
play some of those clips and then you see if you laugh or not.
I'm very clumsy and something of... a klutz.
Right.
I'll leave that one with you.
Aww.
What does that mean? Why is he saying that?
I'm very clumsy. Anyway, Rachel Riley, shout out. Thank you for the mention on Countdown yesterday.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, wow. So the call centre's back on BBC Three last night. Sorry we cancelled you last week for the Eurovision semi-final. Some of the call centre fans were not happy. So it's one of the call centres in Swansea, you know, Nev and Hayley the Tea Lady and all that lot. Tonight, Nev encourages his employees to pen a few lines of verse.
What does that mean?
Do they actually write poetry? Do they actually do any work? I mean, sometimes you see them on the phones. But Hayley, the tea lady, whose birthday is in this episode, hopes her tea lady rap will make her the Dylan Thomas of the call centre. And also, Chickenhead finally settles down after being a bit of a lad.
Big news.
Also, Sweat There's Some More Stuff tonight on BBC Three at 10 o'clock. Example and Rita Ora are on the show tonight. And Phil and Alice from 10 o'clock. What could be better to fall asleep to than Porter Robinson talking about his music, his love of Pokemon and Japanese arcade machines? Tonight with Phil and Alice from 10 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills. You know about the Radio 1 Academy in Glasgow already. It's happening all week before we head there for Radio 1's big weekend. So it's a whole week of question and answer sessions, masterclasses, there's live music, there's workshops and just some top names and also, you know, local success stories from in and around Scotland. People giving you advice and loads of things you need in order to make your career, whatever you decide it to be, a bit more of a reality. Because sometimes when you think, oh, I want to do that, it's like, how do you do it? So if you go online, everything is there. You don't have to be in Glasgow to be part of this. bbc.co.uk/radio1/academy. All the highlights and information are on there. Rita Ora was there yesterday and she was quite open about her own experience and how she got into the music business. She performed I Won't Let You Down as well. Richard Branson was there yesterday. Actual Richard Branson.
Doing, it's incredible, isn't it?
Doing a live Q&A with Nick Grimshaw. And he gave his advice and tips on how to get into the business world and some particularly entertaining tales as well. That's probably him now saying, yes, that was great. And Dan and Phil were there and they were doing a Q&A session about, you know, life on the internet. Because that's where
about their YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's where their life is, on the internet.
And their story and how they make them. I was watching it earlier, actually.
Yeah. The girls bursting into tears. They had to kind of sneak Dan and Phil in and out of the building because there were so many girls just breaking down and crying. So it's all on the Radio 1 Academy website, bbc.co.uk/radio1/academy. Tomorrow, we're going to be there, and our very special innuendo bingo guest is Sam Fares off of TOWIE. And we'll have live music from KTB, all from 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Radio 1 Academy. It's at the Queen Margaret Union in Glasgow, but you don't have to be there. Everything you need is online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Fat Tuesday. Charlie Sloth!
Ah!
He's a fat man! Hello.
What's going on, Scotty?
Oh, don't you start, please.
Scotty! Let's go over to Scotty.
Do you know what that means, though? It means that...
lost to Charlie Sloth watching Eurovision.
That's exactly what it means.
I only watched it because you was on it.
Whatever. You love it, fam.
No, I don't, cuz.
You do, though.
Do you know what? I was getting loads of tweets, people saying, oh my God, what's Charlie Sloth doing on the Eurovision representing Poland?
Oh, yeah.
right, yes. Awkward.
Really awkward. But you did actually watch it quite far in, 3 hours in, if you saw me on it.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that, Scotty.
Ah, Scott Mills is waiting in London.
Thank you very much indeed. Next country up is the UK, United Kingdom.
Hello.
A lot of noise in here. Here are the first votes.
Seven
first points
to Sweden,
coming in from UK.
Three to Denmark.
And we say good evening to Scott in swinging London. Let's have your top points, please, Scotty.
Swinging London.
Awkward.
Yeah, you couldn't even say UK properly.
Let's have your top points, please, Scotty.
Okay. Miss you, fam. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been a long time.
No, no. What's been going on?
Same old, same old. You're looking very suave today, Scotty.
Stop it! Hate that. Yeah, I had something to do before this interview.
So
yeah.
Posh, clearly, because you're wearing a blazer.
Very posh blazer as well. It looks like it's a designer one.
It is, yeah.
It looks like it.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? Yeah. So we play Real or No Real then, because it's been a while.
Let's do the team.
Can
I quickly clear something up? Did you go to Amsterdam at the weekend?
Who told you that?
Just because someone says they spotted you on the plane. I was just interested to know if it was real or not.
That's no real.
No real, yeah. Okay. Sorry,
weren't in Amsterdam.
No, I was this weekend. I was in. Where was I this weekend? I can't even remember.
Probably playing some gig somewhere.
I had gigs every night.
Did you?
Was it a zoo, fam?
It was a zoo, cuz.
Was it a roadblock?
Yeah, I was in Brighton on Saturday. Brighton on Saturday. Where was I on Friday?
And then Saturday night Eurovision. Big in the game, fam.
I was watching it in the car, actually.
Okay, let's have a go at this then. Real or no real? Real or not to this one?
Tinchy Strider is shorter than Fozzie Bear from The Muppets.
That is such a part.
Who's Fozzie Bear? I'm going to have to...
Who's Fozzie Bear?
Yeah, are you being serious, cuz?
No, I don't know.
This is you playing the age card again, ain't it?
Yeah, okay,
I'm only 26.
I recognise Fozzie Bear.
You know who 26. That is now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is Tinchy Strider shorter than Fozzie Bear?
That is so rude.
Why is it rude?
It is. It's very rude. Like, Tinchy's a good friend of mine. He's actually going to be performing at Club Sloth this Friday on One Extra and Radio 1 from 6 p.m. And he's quite tall, you know. He's quite tall.
He's not, though.
No, he's not.
No. But he is a good bloke.
Yeah.
I can't tell how tall Fozzie Bear is because the pictures I see give no kind of scale.
Hasn't it got his height on his Wikipedia? Have a look.
This is actually happening?
No, it doesn't.
Wikipedia in Fozzie Bear. Yeah. Live on Radio 1. Keep listening.
No, Tinchy Strider is very short. So I'm going to say this is... no real or real, because I can't remember the original...
Tinchy Strider is shorter than Fozzie Bear, real or no real?
Real.
Fam? I'm going to say no real, just to back Tinchy.
That one is no real.
There you go.
Oh. It's no real. We are pretty sure that Fozzie Bear doesn't have legs. You never see their legs.
Yeah, it's true.
Seen from waist up.
But he might
you?
Have a massive waist. Because you know, like me, I've got a really big upper body and my legs are tiny.
I know, innit?
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
My legs are tiny, but my upper body is massive. Literally.
Massive.
Insider.
What about Charlie Sloth for Eurovision?
Yes.
Hey, we wanted to do it this year. We put ourselves forward. It's not even a joke. Myself and Denise, who works on my show, we put ourselves forward to perform for the UK and we got pod.
What are you going
to
do?
We've got a song. It's called Side Chicks. It's a great song. I swear, it's the one of the biggest songs you've ever made. Because you're a side chick, baby, you're a side chick, yeah.
Right, to be honest, we need all the ideas we can get now.
Yeah.
So right, I'll put you forward.
Thanks, mate.
Next.
Admiral Lord Nelson had a thick Norfolk accent.
Okay.
So that's Admiral Lord Nelson there with a thick Norfolk accent.
Right then.
Right.
Right there.
Kiss me already.
You familiar with Lord Nelson's work?
Lord Nelson is a legend, isn't he?
He's got a column.
Yeah, he's got a column, he has. How does anyone know what he really spoke like?
I don't think that's Norfolk.
Ain't it? What's that then?
Say kiss me hardy in Norfolk.
Kiss me hardy.
Now you, Chris?
No, because as soon as accents, it all goes weird.
Have a little try.
Horatio Nelson.
Have a little try.
What do you want me to say?
Kiss me hardy.
Go on.
In what voice?
Norfolk.
Kiss me hardy. Is that all right?
Yeah, really good.
There we go. Okay, Horatio Nelson then. What are you saying?
I don't know.
Norfolk accent.
A bit before my time. Looks like he died in 1805.
Before all of our time, actually. I'm just asking
you. I wasn't going to say nothing. Oh, sorry.
What are you saying is
I
the
don't,
answer?
I really don't know. I've never heard him talk. I'm going to say... No real.
Do you know someone from asked me at a petrol station the other day if I was from the 60s?
Yeah.
Still why not, did they say that?
Still thinking about it.
Do you know why it was? It's because we were talking about Turkish Delight, because I said no one likes Turkish Delight.
I love Turkish Delight.
Well, right, you okay. Like anything, mate. But
that is rude.
But most people don't like Turkish
That's
Delight.
Not true. Anyway.
Why would they sell it?
Well, exactly. That's not true. And then the woman behind the counter, I think we're in Manchester somewhere on the motorway, she was like, oh, yeah, we used to have it every Christmas, didn't we? Are you from the 60s? no, madam, from behind the counter. We did not have it in my house at Christmas because I'm not from the 60s, please.
He was so insulted.
Anyway, Admiral Horatio Nelson, Norfolk accent, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Yeah, wow. Fit Norfolk it was.
But how does anybody know that?
I don't know.
There's no recordings of him, is there?
He's from a village just outside King's Lynn. And next.
You can get drunk from eating too much tofu.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never had tofu. Charlie?
I have. I didn't get drunk. I've had quite a lot of it as well.
Drunk on tofu?
Mm.
New Beyonce track?
Yeah, I can't see how...
Sorry.
That burger's not gone down the long way.
Have you seen the... That's rude. You're so fat. I had a salad today.
As if you did.
Yeah, that was a lie. That was a salad. But have you seen the video with Jay-Z and Solange and Beyonce?
I don't want to talk about it.
Really?
No, I'm not speculating.
Back to the real or no real.
Yeah, I've got Solange on the
Swerve.
Show. Solange is on the show today. Talking
oh,
about
whatever.
It.
No, she's not.
She's
you're a liar.
Lying.
What are you talking about? Solange is on the show. We've got an exclusive from Solange. She's on the show today talking about what happened in that lift.
Right, it'll just be his producer going, what up, y'all?
It will. Right, yeah. It's not. It's Solange.
No.
Okay,
no,
it's Delisa, isn't
awkward
it?
Awkward silence.
Anyway, so too much tofu gets you drunk. Is that real or no real?
I can't see how this can work. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
It's a bit like when you made me eat loads of those chocolates.
They can get you drunk.
Do you remember?
They can, them little liqueurs things.
They can't liqueurs. Can't get you drunk.
They can get you drunk, cuz.
Say again.
Say.
Liqueur.
What is that, liqueur?
They can get you drunk, cuz.
What are they?
That's why you just can't drink them.
Chocolate what?
You must be eating a lot of them.
Chocolate liqueurs.
Yeah, you're... You're eating boxes.
What do you mean, box? You're so
to get
rude.
Drunk on liqueurs, yeah, look, you've got to be eating a lot of like boxes.
Listen, if they didn't get you drunk, kids would be able to munch them. Kids cannot munch the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Real or no real, tofu gets you drunk too much of it.
I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
And here's, you're into your football, aren't you?
Yeah, proper.
What I'm doing at the moment is winding him up by giving him football facts every day before he's heard them.
I don't know why, he's just out to annoy me, basically.
I told him earlier that Rio Ferdinand was off from Manchester United before he knew about it.
Oh,
really,
oh my gosh.
From a non-football fan, if you tell a football fan something they don't know already about football, it proper winds them up.
Can imagine.
One poor Tottenham fan texted in when Mills decided to break the news that their manager had left.
Oh, Sherwood has gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I broke that news first to her. To a Tottenham fan. Alright, what about this then?
The highest ever score in a professional football match is 149-0.
That's
impossible.
Even you know that, silly Mills.
I mean, it's extreme, yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go no real on this.
I'm definitely going no real on this. Not in a pro game. You don't even get that on a Sunday league game.
How long's a game? 90 minutes?
90 minutes, yeah.
That's not... Well, it is possible, but it wouldn't happen, would it?
It can't...
That's like a goal every 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't see how that can be possible.
Also, I'm writing a World Cup song.
Are you?
Because the Pitbull and J-Lo one is awful.
No, he says he is.
Really?
I am gonna.
Can I do a verse on it?
Yeah, if you want.
Or some ad-libs or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do really good ad-libs.
He doesn't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to make it
I
happen.
Believe you, man.
You'd be good on the Pitbull, you know, the new Pitbull song that's come out, the bit in the background where he's like, all the olays, and you can just do your weird noises in the background.
Real or no real, worst ever football defeat in a professional match.
That's
149-0.
No real.
That one is real.
What?
Yes, it is.
What teams?
It's a good one for the pub, this, to tell your mates. It was in the Madagascan Premiership in 2002. The losing team actually scored 149 own goals. They kept kicking the ball into their own net because they were protesting against a refereeing decision in a previous game.
Whoa.
Wow.
But that's not even that many, then, if you think about it.
No, it's not. They must have been missing. They must have missed
They were rubbish.
Couldn't even score in their own goal.
And at the end of that... Wow.
I got 10, Charlie got 10.
All right, so... Good to see you again, fam.
Always a pleasure.
And
nice to see you, nice.
6 minutes to waddle back to one extra, and I'll see you next week.
All right, cheers, bud.
We are back tomorrow, and we'll be live at the Radio 1 Academy in Glasgow from 1 o'clock. Come and join us. Sam Fares will be playing Innuendo Bingo off of Towie, and Katie B will be performing live.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.